climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
An ugly incident in Coeur d'Alene has pushed Idaho to center stage, and we are feeling the glare of the spotlight right now. Members of the University of Utah women's basketball team were staying in Coeur d'Alene for a tournament, and they were targeted in a truly despicable manner. Idaho Lieutenant Governor Scott Betke did not waste any time speaking out on this. He joins me right now by phone. Lieutenant Governor, what is it that you want people to know?
You know, people need to know that this is totally and unequivocally unacceptable. And it just floors me that we're even having this conversation. I'm at a loss for words. It's absolutely wrong. This should not happen in this state or any state. And anybody that tries to excuse it on any level is dead wrong. And drop the mic. That's all there is to say about that. This is not right, period.
I agree with you 100%, and that's why I really appreciated you putting a statement out there and going on the record about this. I was a little at a loss for words as well, because when you think about what happened, these young college athletes, these female athletes excited be playing a big game, and then to have this kind of a terrifying experience put a damper.
And they probably thought they were lucky. They didn't need to stay in downtown Spokane. They got to go over and stay in Coeur d'Alene, by the lake and by the resort. And I'm sure that they thought that was not that they were the lucky ones to be housed in Coeur d'Alene, and then this happens. And we are so much better than this. I'm just floored that community up there is not up in arms, as of course I am figuratively here, but it just floors me.
Absolutely. I mean, we should not be expecting this. You're right. Idaho is too great to hate. And what I find kind of interesting about this is right now there's been so much talk about free speech, protected speech, what constitutes that. And I mean, obviously, I am a big advocate of free speech. Free speech is crucial. But here's the thing, from where I'm sitting, you have the right to say what you want to say. But when your freedom of speech crosses over and infringes on somebody else's freedoms and health and well-being and safety, then you are going to be held accountable for your choice of words.
It's wrong. Everybody on the playground knows it's wrong. We learned our sense of fairness at an early age, and that's why this is so reprehensible to us. That's why it's so counter to everything that the polite society stands for. I don't know what we do other than what we're doing. We will look into it and pursue the issue criminally. And I'm sure that on some level that it violated our laws and federal law, and that there were dozens, and I even heard 100 people that saw this happen. We'd ask those people to come forward to identify the culprits, and that they should face they should be responsible for their words and their actions, because they are outside the norms or the mores of Idaho society without caveat, without qualification. It was wrong, period.
And especially when you think about the fact that these girls felt so unsafe that they actually had to move hotels. I think that speaks volumes. And based on what I have learned about this situation, it has a little bit of a stalking component to it, if you think about it, because they were kind of trailing them.
And then they waited for them when they came out, and it happened again.
Right.
It's all of that. It's all there is a stalking element to it. There's a creepy element to it. It shows just how malicious these people were, and how outside the norms of regular polite behavior and lawful behavior. And it floors me that we're even having this conversation, and it floors me that that more of the elected officials from that region of the state are not speaking out to it, and they need to. But you don't have to go to very many parades up there to see see people displaying the stars and bars and that type of thing. Anyway, it's not right. It has no place in our society. It didn't have place in our society 100 years ago. It certainly does not have place today. And like I say, from my perspective as Lieutenant Governor, we have to let the process work. We have to let law enforcement work. And I'd urge them to do that as thoroughly and as quickly as they possibly can. Fast doesn't take the place of thoroughness, so that's all got to happen. But this type of stuff ends when the community stands up and says, we're not having this anymore, and they make their outrage known in at the ballot box and in their local ordinances, their local laws, etc.
I think you're right on point there. It is hard sometimes for people to speak up, and sometimes they think my voice isn't going to matter. But the truth is, when we all unite our voices, as you said, it really does become impossible not to hear us, and particularly when we let our voice be heard at the ballot box, that's where that change really starts to happen for sure. And I certainly appreciate the fact that you're speaking out on this, leading by example. Because as horrible as this incident was, I think there is a silver lining in the fact that you are going on the record and saying, this does not represent who we are in Idaho. This is a few bad apples, some bad actors out there, but this is not who we are as a state. And we're going to go forward on the record and let it be known that we don't welcome this.
We absolutely do not. And I like to think it's a few bad apples. We get whatever we tolerate as a society. And I think that we have the power in the community to put a stop to this.
I could not agree more. Let me ask you real quickly, have you had some conversations with Mayor Jim Hammond about this?
I've not been able to speak with Jim lately. Now, Jim and I served in the legislature together, and so we're well acquainted with each other. And Mayor Hammond knows this is not right, and he will take steps to make sure that things like this do not happen again. And if they do, that there is quick reaction from the balance of society. We have laws to protect all of our citizens, all, in the classic definition of the word all.
I love that. Lieutenant Governor Scott Betke, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today about this important topic.
You're always welcome, Jolynn. We're just a phone call away.
All right. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. We'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye.